Hello, people of the internet. I guess this is, I don't even know what number we're on for episodes, but
700
we're
million.
here. We're here and we're taping, and we've been off for a few weeks trying to decide what we're going to do, and we've decided we're going to shorten the episodes to 30 minutes. And it's just Michael and Alice and me today. Hayden hasn't arrived yet.
Yeah, hopefully he'll
So,
show up soon. 'Cause I think
yeah,
he
he said he
like we
could
told him
come.
like he's gonna be Yeah, like that. That's I think one of the hardest parts about filming this podcast is finding time for all of us to record.
Definitely.
Really.
Always free. I have no life.
Honestly, same, and that's just like really coming in handy. Like
Sometimes I lie, and that's how I get out of chores.
Okay, we need like you need to elaborate just a little more. What are you
What do
lying
you mean?
exactly about?
Oh, come do the dishes. And I'm like, oh, I can't. I have to record this thing I do with my friends and then go and hide in my room and watch BuzzFeed Unsolved.
Okay, that's beautiful. Like, I mean, you probably
I
should
also
try to get
lie
out
and
of things, but like
I
that's
also lie and say I have homework, or I'm just at this new chapter in my book, which I normally am because I read a lot, or uh-oh, it's an emergency. I have to attend to this weird matter because drama and stuff.
I mean, those are some like all right excuses. I mean, I don't think the homework one's gonna line up anymore. Like it is July 3rd, the day we're recording this.
Coughs, cough, extra credit, coughs, coughs.
Yeah, you gotta attend to those Harvard classes you were signing up for.
I finished those.
Oh, how were they?
They were good. I have fashion history, archaeology, bunch of other stuff. Go back to the first episode. I forget all I took. It cost $70 to print out the certificate, so screw it.
Did you print them out?
Well, did you? What?
Did you print out the certificates?
No, I'm not paying $70 per certificate. I attended like what, 10 classes, 6 classes, 6 times 7 is. Just.
I'm too good at math.
Well, you could just make your own, like, simple word processor. It normally has a template for that.
Yeah,
Nailed
just
it.
start cheating and making your own certificates for everything. But
42.
yeah.
I'm not gonna pay $420 for certificates, although that would be a perfect number to send. So.
Honestly, like that's I think the worst thing about like online courses and stuff is the paying for the certificate. Like, yes, they gotta make their money somehow. This isn't like a, oh, the certificate should be free. Like, you gotta make your money somehow. Oh, I really wanted that certificate, but I can't afford it. Like I took a
Yeah,
course
so
in marketing a few months ago,
in
and it's
Harvard?
like, no, not from Harvard. It was from this website. What was it called? It's like Allison.com or something.
Oh, wait, the
And
really weird, crappy free one?
don't say it's crappy. It's not too bad. It's got a bunch of courses, but
No, it's
definitely.
crappy because I took 6 English classes in it and got a master's, and it was so bad.
A master? Okay. I don't think
A
Allison's
11-year-old should not be able
university.
to. What?
Allison's I took, that wasn't like a university. That was just online classes. Like, you know,
Oh,
like.
no, I did university and it was really bad. All three. And, an 11-year-old should not be able to get a master's in English just because she's read Jane Eyre.
But like.
Speaking of awards, I am a registered librarian assistant, according to some random website I found on the internet, and I did a free course where I put books in the right order, which is literally just putting books in alphabetical and number order, and being able to use the Dewey Decimal System, which like super easy.
You know what? Alphabetical order is dumb because you remember those like sheets in like primary where or in like to grade 3 where they gave you like a bunch of things and you just put them in alphabetical order? I always failed those because I don't know my alphabet properly.
Can you how do you sing the alphabet for us? Or at least read it.
A, B, C, D,
F-G-H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-N-Z something You're wrong.
ABC
You're wrong. No,
something
you're wrong. It's
singing with
Z and then X.
See, I always
Just
forget.
kidding.
Oh, great.
I think we're all focusing on the wrong thing. It's
I had to
Z.
think on it hard.
It's Zed.
See, this is the thing. Like, I'm generally speaking, I am supportive of Canadian English, but I cannot get behind Zed. That bothers me. For like, I
Wait.
naturally say Z.
Does Lay Zed Boy bother you? It's Canada, so it's Zed. It's Lay Zed Boy.
Oh, Lay Zed Boy, that's beautiful. Oh, this is why it should be Z. Like, I do most other things the Canadian way. Like, I say, like, I spell it like favorite with a U, I spell honor with a U. I say sorry, not sorry. I
Wait, do
say,
we
what
say
is
that
it?
wrong? Is
You
this
say,
like
we
one of
do
those
say
things
no.
different things?
There's a British, we've talked about this before, but there's a British and American pronunciation, kind of like how color is spelled differently in Britain and Canada, with as well as I think it's the other one, favorite has a U.
A lot of places
Basically
where you
this.
say OR in American English, it's UR or OUR in British English, and then I believe those British rules do apply to Canadian English.
Is this like the dinner supper thing? When I was little, I started saying supper, and the mom was like, no, it's dinner. And I got really confused by
That's the thing.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. It's dinner is supper, and I
But see,
think,
I don't think
just a
that
second.
translates everywhere because I believe most places now, like,
Oh,
tell us on
dinner
Instagram,
is a
guys, if it's
formal word.
dinner's the
Yeah,
formal
it's a
word. That
proper.
makes sense.
Because
But see,
on
to
dinner
me,
is like the formal, supper is a light meal or snack that's eaten late in the evening in British English. So
well,
like a supper would be having like a late night pizza, whereas a dinner would be a turkey
that does make sense. Because see,
dinner.
naturally, I use that, something similar. Like a supper
All my
would
suppers are
like
late.
or be more fancy. But see, to me, a dinner is also either it's like a casual lunch or a casual like late night snack. Like I pretty much never call supper dinner unless I was like an event somewheres. Like then I like then it'd be I'm going to a dinner. But see, then again, it's my father's from Newfoundland, so like they use dinner fairly often, but it's not like a super fancy dinner. It'll be like 1 o'clock. My father'll be like, "What's for?" And like it's nothing fancy, like a sandwich like that. Or same thing happened on like 2 in the morning. Hey, what's for dinner? Just like as like a very laid back, like almost like a heavy snack.
Okay, like, you know how late I eat dinner though?
How late? Like,
Like 10 to midnight.
yikes. I
That's
like,
why I only
oh.
sleep till 4 in the morning. Finger guns
I'm barely
awkwardly.
comfortable with the idea of having supper past 7 p.m. Like that, to me,
Really?
it's
Your
supper
normal eating
is
sleep?
like supper to me is something that like you eat between 4 and 7.
Preferably
Well, I don't eat
five.
anyways, so joke's on you.
Yeah, like 5 to 6:30 is like the perfect supper time. But
Some
like,
people eat
eating
if you
at
have to
four in the
eat
morning.
early.
Yeah, but
No,
like if you're
supper is at
eating
four
if
in the
like that like if you're eating supper at like 3 p.m., something's off. Like there really shouldn't be a meal. Like if you eating meal between like 2 and 4 p.m. Like that just that I don't even know what to call that because like it's so like you can't really call that.
Breakfast is at 10, lunch is at 3, and supper is at 8. That is the perfect ratio.
Time wise, like in compare what she said. So breakfast is at 10, supper's at 8. When did you say lunch was?
3.
3? Okay, see, well, that like makes
I generally
space winter.
I do 8, 12, and 5.
Now see that I or, like that just like makes so much sense to me. Like to me, a breakfast is something that, generally speaking, should be eaten between 7 and 11. Like now, I used like I usually like on like you know back when like we had physical school and all that. Like I you know would obviously I would have
earlier
breakfast a lot earlier, around 6.
Yeah, okay.
Because, like, 7,
here's the thing,
I'd
though.
Be waiting for the bus.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. You get up ridiculously early for school. Like, why?
That's like, actually something I don't know if I'll be continuing that into the new year, like the new school year, if we don't do online learning. I'm sure I'll be back to waking up at 5 a.m.
No, the bus comes at 6. That means. Not 6. The bus comes at 7. That means I wake up at 6:30 and I barely make it, but it works.
That's what they
I get up at 6:30. The bus comes around 7:20 because, or no, 6:40, and I get on the bus at 7:20 because that gives me enough time to do to kind of fool around for 10 minutes. And
it's like I also like don't eat breakfast in my shower at night, so like I guess my time is almost like cut.
Yeah, that's like all you need is to get dressed and like brush your hair.
Oh, brushing my hair takes forever.
Yeah. I shower at night and then I just need to get dressed, eat, brush my teeth, and
okay, see, that's I think the difference between you guys and I is, like, I shower in the morning. I used to be a
that's
night
bad.
Shower.
It washes away all your natural oils and can cause breakouts and grease your hair.
Okay, well, first off, no matter what, like, you'll wash the oils off anyways.
Not at night, because if you shower right before you go to bed, then you're washing off all the dirt from the day, and then your oils produce at night, and you're good for the next day. That is
like
true.
I think I get what you're getting at, but I don't think maybe I'm wrong, but like, I don't think there's a scientific basis in that. If you can find me a study, that's like, yeah, don't shower in the morning, then maybe I'll believe it. Like,
I'm gonna
sense.
Send you one right now,
please
and
do.
Boy, will you be dumb.
I mean, I'll still probably shower in the morning, just because for me, that's just the most convenient. Like, you know.
According to WideOpenEase.com, dermatologist evening shower is
dermatologist. What is that?
What is that?
I have no clue. I have no clue what that is, but it's dermatologists say that an evening shower is good for your skin because it cleans before your sleep. Sleep experts note that a nighttime shower changes your body temperature in a way that will help you get to sleep faster and more easily. Your body temperature tends to be highest during the day when you're active.
God, that's a hurricane.
Yeah, it must be my headphones.
I'm thinking
I don't
so.
Know.
Maybe don't do whatever you're doing.
It's making
well,
me
I can't
sad.
Control. Just a second.
My ears, Ben.
It's doing it either.
Are you alive? Hello?
I mean, I'm alive, but I don't know about Benjamin.
Well, I guess that assassin finally worked.
I'm back.
I don't think so.
Something didn't work.
Hello?
Hello.
Goodbye.
Okay, so, sorry about that. I have no idea what it was. For some reason, I'm not sure if it was the mic hits my shirt, or if the mic's broken, or I don't know what's wrong, but there's quite a few. I'm reading New York Times. Should you shower in the morning or at night? And it says The good and bad for the night team. For those who struggle with insomnia, they suggest to shower at night, about 90 minutes before bed. It cools down as bedtime approaches, which it raises, showering raises, artificially raises the temperature again for a faster cool down, which seems to help sleep. It's also a good way to unwind and release muscle tension. But these long, steamy showers spent unpacking the day and draining the water heater could damage your skin. Very hot showers tend to take the oil off your skin and tend to irritate your skin. The longer you're in the water, the higher the chance it's going to dry your skin. That goes for baths. And short, cooler showers are kinder to the environment and some other stuff. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, so the general consensus is you should shower in the night.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Haha, I win.
I guess you do, but what if you just, like, wash your face at
I don't know.
Like, that just... I like shower in the morning. Benjamin, you gotta get some new headphones. Like, that...
Well...
Fix the problem!
Like, Ben, can you hear that?
Yes, I can.
Okay, that's weird.
Just a second. I'm gonna put my other headphones in.
Sure.
Let's see if it still works. I can probably hear. I can't hear you guys. Well, now I can hear myself.
Stop making my ears die.
Is it still going now?
No, but
I don't hear it right now.
Okay. Yeah, I have no idea.
That's weird that that's, like, going on. Especially that you can hear it too, because usually, like, when we're, like, I can't hear myself through my headphones. Like, I only hear myself.
I have two devices.
That's true.
You guys remember, like, tubes of bubblegum? Like, those, like, weird, like, tubes you get at the gas station, like, you squeeze them and sucked on them, and they were bubblegum?
They were tubes?
Yeah, they were, like, toothpaste, but, like, you sucked on them, and they were, like, bubblegum.
I don't. What are you talking about?
They were the best for...
Hello? Am I here still?
Yes, you're alive.
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm trying to go with only one set on, so I don't have a taping one and a... phone one. It's just one device now. For some reason, I needed two last time, so I just went with two this time. So it should be better. I think I fixed it. I don't know why it keeps happening. I'm thinking that's why we've had issues in the past.
That could be it. Hopefully now this will be a little bit better.
Yeah. Anyway, so what were we talking about?
We were talking about whether it's better to shower in the morning or at night, and then I said, you know, like, couldn't you just, like, wash your face at night?
I'm pretty sure you should still anyways, but...
Yeah, like, I would... no matter what, you're supposed to wash your face twice a day.
I just think I would prefer, just being me, I would prefer, I think, to have a shower before bed, because then you can cool down and sit and have the warm water and... I mean, I let, like, the shower really hot. Like, people would probably think that the shower water I have is burning hot, but I like it, and I find it really nice before I go to bed.
See, that's the other thing. It's like, I like my showers a lot cooler. Like, I don't like cold showers. I'm trying to finish my showers, like, 10 seconds of, like, the coldest water I can get. It's not fun, but... But... Like, the night showers are relaxing. I do agree with you there. But for me, I like that start to my day, you know, where it's, you know, like, especially for, like, school and stuff. Like, I would, you know, because I woke up at 5, I'd wake up, just relax for, like, a half hour so you'll get, like, my streaks and stuff done. And then I would, 5:30. And it would just be a nice way to wake up. And, you know, like, now I'm clean. I'm squeaky clean for the rest of the day. Like, I don't necessarily...
What about twice a day? Gross. Could you do it twice a day?
I think you could, but you gotta be careful about drying out your skin and stuff. Now, like, if you are a super active person, Like, you know, there's definitely people that do need to shower twice a day.
Joked on you, I don't have skin.
Mean,
It's just rubber that's been glued on to make me
it's
look
just,
like a human. I'm
oh,
actually
it's just,
wondering why I don't eat.
that's beautiful.
Everything that in my mouth is.
What was I gonna say? But like, you gotta make sure you're not like over washing, you know, because like you guys were saying, like, you know, like the oil stuff in your skin, like that buildup, you need some of it. Like, you can't have it excess because like the too much oil will cause problems to your skin, but not enough will also cause problems. So you gotta find that balance. And for some people, they do, you know, they need those 2 showers a day, and in which case, I mean, their water bill must be through the roof, but they get the benefits of both.
Or they,
Yeah.
live by a natural spring.
Actually, I'd say it's a good time to stop.
Is it? Oh yeah, we've been recording
Yeah.
for about half hour. Yeah, this is probably a good episode runtime. I hope you guys enjoy this new I guess like shorter episodes. I'm hoping that this is gonna be a lot easier one to listen to, so it's not just like this big daunting episode, but also we're hoping that this is gonna be a lot easier on us. Because editing those episodes before, like, I was fairly lucky. I've only had to edit, or I've only edited one episode, and that was a pain. Like, they are not easy to edit. So we're hoping that, you know, cutting down the runtime and, you know, minimizing the editing, we're hoping that that's going to, you know, make the podcast better. And also, you know, for our mental health, we're hoping that'll be a lot easier. So thank you
Joke
guys so
on
much
you,
for
I don't have
listening.
mental health.
Thank you guys for listening, and we shall see you next week.
Bye, Internet.
For more information on our podcast, visit bit.ly/talkofthebus. Have a great day.